This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, here we go. You know what? Before I was driving in, it was like a beautiful day. By the way, I'm Rob Bradford. Gordo, say hi.
What's Blake up?
Dusty. We're going to yell McFarland in a second. Thank you to McFarland folks at McFarland.
McFarland coming second to whatever you've got first?
That's no. It's I just mentioned McFarland five times. I will continue to mention them. We love McFarland. We're going to yell McFarland. But I was driving here, and I'm thinking, and this is no lie. So we have Tom on the ones and the twos. Say hi, Tom.
Hello, Bradfro.
All right, good job. And Zach, who had just led into that, and Zach's the best as well. I was honestly thinking about this, Gordo, driving in, that this stable of producers are some of the best producers that I have seen at WEI in all my years here. Like, they're nice people, they're knowledgeable, they're hardworking, and then I walk in, and what happens?
This was an elite moment.
What did I see? The Zach, who had just finished his shift, and Tom, who's starting his shift, all are dressed the same way, right?
Elite T-shirt.
Baseball is in boring jumper suits. I know, T-shirts. Baseball is in boring T-shirts. The exact same T-shirts.
They look so good back there behind the glass right now.
They do.
You guys look great.
And I didn't ask them to do this. They just did it. You know what I always like to say, Gordo? Their instincts are keen.
And underutilized, because Brad, you've got your like stable of lines that we love to reference.
Yeah.
We don't bring that one up enough. His instincts are keen, both of you guys.
Instincts are absolutely keen. So anyway, speaking of our instincts being keen, we say this all the time. We turn on the electricity. We sit in the seats. We talk about baseball for 3 hours. It's the easiest show in the world to do. It's even easier as we go into the deadline. As we said in the crossover, our good friend Brian Abraham, farm director, is going to join us at 2:00. Gordo, playtesting. Yell McFarland, Gordo.
McFarland!
Tom, what do you got?
McFarland!
See how far you've come, Tom. See, that's like your voice has changed. It's like
his outfit's changed. Yeah, it's all for the better.
You're all grown up. All right, thank you to McFarland. Thank you to everybody who's listening. Thank you to everybody who's following at BB Isn't Boring. I was at the All-Star game, Gordo. And thank you, by the way, thank you to Dan Ball. Thank you to who else was here? Sammy, Pat, and you, Gordo?
Yeah.
The Big Four?
The Big Four
for doing the show last week. And I like I said, I was at the All-Star game. That day was the Futures game. That day was a really terrible celebrity softball game.
Who was in it? I didn't see
exactly.
It.
I mean, what it is interesting. We're going to do all trade deadline stuff. It's going to be easy.
I love trade deadline stuff.
And I'll ask you the question they just asked me, which is give me the one name you think is going to end up with the Red Sox.
Ooh.
But MLB has totally leaned into a certain thing. MLB has leaned into, and I think Rob Manfred said this. I forget where he said it, but he said this. He said, like, yeah, we messed up. We were not embracing the influencers. We were not embracing the marketing aspect of it. We were not
social
embracing
media.
And that's why Pat McAfee was everywhere, even though he barely knew the names of the teams or the players. Pat McAfee
no chance
was
he'd heard of those no guys.
They have the celebrity softball game, and it's all influencers. It's all TikTok people. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, I don't know who these people are, but whatever. But they are leaning into this. And that was also why our guy Miz, the pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers, after five appearances, makes the All-Star team. Like, that's not like sugarcoated. That's why he made the All-Star team. He's a guy who throws 103 that everyone's talking about. Welcome, you've made the All-Star team. We don't want the middle reliever who's having, you know, has the one ERA. We don't want your friend Aaron Bummer,
Sanchez,
you know, or whoever. Like, we want Miz. We want the guy everyone's talking about, because people are going to want to talk about him and talk about and meet him and get introduced to him. That's what it is.
Get people to tune in to the, I mean, it's a show. It is a show.
It's a show. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that they all these things that I mentioned, they've leaned into, correct?
Oh, 100%. Although, I mean, I can't stand behind not letting Christopher Sanchez be an All-Star with the season he's had.
Well, did he turn it down?
They gave him the bonus.
I don't know. We'll get to the All-Star again. We'll get to the All-Star game, because, like I said, I was there. I have a lot of thoughts. As I said on the show the other day when I came in the Jones and Keefe show, I have a lot of thoughts about how Lyft and Uber drivers, the good and the bad, because when you're on the road, you have to deal with that sort of thing. There's a lot of things to get to in terms of what has happened to me and the Baseballs and Boring brand over the last week. But we can't be blind to the fact what people want to hear about, what people want to talk about, what people want to consume, and that is the trade deadline. This is trade deadline season. Trade deadline season. We're going to play, what I do want to play in the last hour is the interview I did with Mike Hazen, Arizona's Diamondbacks GM, which I was kind of surprised he wasn't. He's not a president of baseball operations. I just sort of default to, like,
what is he?
He's a GM. He's the GM.
Their top dog is a GM. How many teams have a GM as their top dog?
Not a lot. But he was a great guy to talk to and listen to, because he's honest and he runs the team that is going to be one of the biggest fork-in-the-road teams when it comes to driving the conversation, the trade deadline. Merrill Kelly, contract year. Zach Gallen, contract year. Suarez, Red Sox aren't interested. Suarez, contract year.
Josh Naylor.
Josh Naylor.
Contract year.
Contract year. So you have all these guys. Diamondbacks won, by the way, last night. So, like, who? But he has to define himself. He has to find exactly what he is.
It's a tough spot to be in if you want to straddle that line.
So, Gordo, I thought that was a good question by Shime. I'm going to ask you the same thing. We'll just start right there. What player do you think? There's going to be multiple players probably acquired. We hope.
Yeah.
We hope this isn't a Luis Urias type situation.
What a deadline. What a deadline.
Do you remember, by the way, the guy he was traded for appeared at Fenway Park the other day?
Bradley Blaylock.
Yeah.
Rockies, right?
Rockies. He was traded to Milwaukee. He was Rockies. Anyway, we don't want this to be a Luis Urias deadline. We don't want this to be an underdog. We knew we were underdog. Like, oh my goodness. Like, what a deadline that was. We want this to be the shock and awe. We want this. We don't even want it to be last year. Results-wise,
please do not let it be last year.
Even when they did it, Gordo, I think people were giving Breslow good grades, because I think
at the time, it was fine.
Yeah, the bar was so low. Like, we just had gone through these deadlines.
Just wanted to see them buy.
Nothing. And then, like, oh, James Paxton, that could work. Danny Jansen, pole side power. Luis Garcia. Oh, my, look at, like, he's had some decent performances. Lucas Sims, oh, my goodness. He has a lot of upside. Like, all of that. And then, biggest sad trombone of all time. But we don't want that. We want the guy, for better or for worse, to say that is a legit trade deadline acquisition. That is where they got uncomfortable. And so, Gordo, I am going to ask you, what player do you believe in the heart of hearts is going to be wearing a Boston Red Sox uniform after the trade deadline that is not wearing a Boston Red Sox uniform right now?
Okay, first, since I wasn't listening, I have my answer. I'm not going to change it based off of what you say.
That's
you
fine.
Said. Can
I mean,
you
I
tell
don't...
me who you said?
What?
Like, you answered this question on
the
show. Who'd you say?
Merrill Kelly.
Merrill Kelly? Okay, I like that. I would like him. I'll give you a similar answer. And I'm looking at his numbers because he just pitched last night and didn't pitch well. But it's hard to ignore when Ken Rosenthal speaks and suggests Charlie Morton could be of interest to the Red Sox, you have to listen. Like, that doesn't come out of nowhere.
All right, I was on board, and I am on board, selfishly, because he's a member, family member of the Baseballs and Boring brand. Yep. Not to interrupt you, but real quick, did you see his outing last night?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Not good. Anyway, go ahead.
Even with it, I mean, I'm not necessarily advocating for it as my 1A choice. Just, I mean, you have to read the tea leaves here. There's not a lot of really good rental starting pitcher options. Merrill Kelly is probably as good as they come there. Because, like, yeah, Zach Gallen is the name. Like, everyone knows Zach Gallen has been a number one or at least a 1B in the past. But he's not been that this year. Charlie Morton, I mean, at first when you hear the name, you groan a little bit because you saw what he did that first month. He was terrible. He had an ERA over.
But then he gets the Baseballs and Boring bump. He had.
Did that align?
Yes.
Oh, my. Yeah. Rob, you are magical.
No, it definitively aligned. We did the podcast with him. And in case people don't know Charlie Morton, yeah, he's a little bit older.
41.
But there is this guy, he is so unique in the way that he does interviews. And I say that where you ask him a question, he pauses so you think he's pissed at you, and then he goes on for 5 minutes for every answer. Hmm. And one of the lines I have cited over and over and over again to not only other interviewees, not only to other players, not only to my family members, not only to my children, and I'm not even being, this isn't hyperbole. I've uttered this line, this Charlie Morton line, when he said it right before he took off. He said, if they give thee the opportunity to figure it out, then figure it out.
Love that.
I mean, let's go.
And they did.
And he did.
They did. They put him in the bullpen for a little bit, got his shot in the rotation again, and up until obviously, you know, last night, 5 1/3, 7 earned. But before, I mean, even with that game, in his last, what is this, 12 games, 9 of which are starts, 3.47 ERA, 3.29 FIP. So, like, this is a guy.
So Charlie Morton's your guy.
He's not my guy.
No. He's the guy you think is going to let, they're going to get.
Yeah. And I say that because I don't. The starting pitching market is going to get crazy.
All right, we're going to get into it. So let me ask options. You this. Charlie Morton, Merrill Kelly, Zach Gallen.
Rank it?
Yeah, rank it. Power rank it.
In terms of do I take the cost into account here?
Yeah, whatever.
I'll go Merrill Kelly number 1. Yeah. Charlie Morton number 2, Zach Gallen number 3. Zach Gallen's better. Zach Gallen's better than Charlie Morton, but he's going to get a load just because he is Zach Gallen.
He did it in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He actually had two
prime,
really good starts
right before
the All-Star break where he had a stinker. So,
yeah.
You can't, like, if you got any of those guys, I would be fine. I know that a lot of people wouldn't be fine. When you get Charlie Morton, people are going to be more so than the other two. People are going to be really.
Because he's 41.
Really, really. And
he had the 10 ERA.
And he's got a big REA and everything else. So, yeah.
But it's just tough, Rob, because if the controllable guys aren't going to get dealt, and if you look at the rentals, you just asked me to power rank those three guys. What rental starting, like, that's what I'll ask the people that are going to get upset if that's the move they go with. If you're looking at rental starting pitchers, how many guys would you look at and say I would rather have him? Tell, like, out of all the rental guys that end up getting moved when it's all said and done, I'm curious. How many names list over Charlie Morton?
And
it's not going to be many.
And I know the names that are going to be brought up, and I love bringing up names. Oh, I love bringing up
names.
We
love names.
I'm right? You know, let's rattle some of them off. We're going to utter over and over and over for the next 3 hours. Right? Chris Sale, Joe Ryan, Nathan Eovaldi, Jose Soriano, Springs.
All five, not rentals.
No, I know. I'm saying names that are going to be brought up.
Oh, yeah.
Right. No, I know.
And Tosh Bradley.
And then you get into the rentals. Merrill Kelly, Charlie Morton, Zach Gallen. So am I missing guys? Am I missing anybody who's like, I don't buy the Tosh Bradley thing.
Neither do I.
No, I mean, it's like.
Also, like, if the Rays are trying to deal Tosh Bradley with 4.5 years of control, doesn't that perk your ears a little bit?
By the way, I'll tell you one somebody you should trade for. Quinn Priester. You see what he's doing?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Six shut, 10 Ks.
Holy mackerel. Anyway, all right. There's a lot to get to. We're going to continue the conversation. I appreciate everybody. I appreciate Gordo for once again coming in and being the guy. I appreciate producer Tom for doing all the hard work. There's nobody I'd rather be talking to than these two.
Wow.
Gordo and Tom.
It's his number one line.
By the way, it's like, you know, I begin every podcast by saying that. Lucas Giolito, next level.
Oh, we forgot Seth Lugo.
Just nods his head.
Forgot Seth Lugo as a rental.
Oh, Seth. He had a bad outing last night, too.
Yeah, he did.
But just when I say we're sitting down for a podcast, all right? This is just the podcast of two guys chopping it up, Gordo.
We're just talking ball, talking deadline.
Like, so I'm like, oh, okay, you just popped on the Zoom, or I'm sitting with you in the dugout, whatever it is. I got Gordo here, play Tessie. His brand has never been hotter. There's nobody on the planet Earth I'd rather be talking to right now. What's your reaction?
I think you're lying.
Okay, that's your – I've gotten all of it. I think you're lying. Your life must be boring.
People appreciate it sometimes, I'm sure.
But the constant theme is that they always smile. Even my Kazan –
I'm going to frown every
time
you say
it now. Who tries desperately not to smile in my presence, couldn't help but smile. And then by the end of the podcast, he's agreeing to get a baseball isn't boring tattoo if they win the World Series. Let it be said. Let it be done.
So the Diamondbacks are buyers.
Exactly.
Or maybe they'll just Detroit Tiger it, sell their team, make the playoffs anyway, and go.
You know what? They're the Detroit Tigers of this year. The Arizona Diamondbacks.
Let's go.
All right, 617-779-7937. I'm so happy to be back. I'm so happy to be talking to all of you. I'm so happy to see your guys' smiling faces, all of it. And I'm so happy to hear producers Tom trending right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No. What's wrong with you, Tom?
He wanted me to hit that shot that I missed.
No.
Already, Bradford?
Oh. No. He's saving it, Rob. It's a buildup.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's got to be a build-up. You can't play it the first break.
I can do it every break. That's the whole point.
See, Bradford, I thought we were going to be on the same page today. No, you were so happy with the shirt I was wearing. You were making
me
smile.
There's one page, and it's the author. It's Tom Hanks' favorite author. It's this page.
Is that still the last post on his Instagram?
No, he's got like one or two.
No.
It's all right. Still there.
No. Yes. Well, as long as it's still there, you're right.
Tom Hanks, in case people missed it, on his Instagram page right now. You can go to it. You can be one of the 9.4 million followers. Define a damn near perfect game, co-authored by Joe Kelly and Rob Bradford, as the book of the summer.
Yes. And you got 6,450 likes.
I retired. I don't need to work anymore. It's great.
How fast did your Amazon inventory sell out after that?
Oh, you were there. We were witnessing it real time.
Was it gone? And that
it
day,
was gone.
Like when
yeah,
we were at lunch,
yeah.
It was gone?
Yeah, it was gone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
I think then I don't know how that works. I don't care. Like, it's just, you know what I'm going to do? We're going to go out and we're going to have an event and I'm going to sell a bunch of books and I'm going to put a big picture of Tom Hanks behind my head. And that's what we're going to do. That's true. It's not that complicated.
Put him on a volleyball and bring him with you.
Oh, look at you.
It's like
popping with the ideas, huh?
It's like you've got that cardboard. What is it? It's you, Joe Kelly, and Pap.
Papelbon, yeah.
Right, and now it's just going to be you and Tom Hanks.
Yeah, QR codes all over the place.
Sorry, Joe. Great. Sorry, Pap.
And by the way, if anybody out there who is listening to this program, here's the biggest challenge, Gordo. If you're listening to this program at the beach, which I'm sure somebody is, and you're reading a damn near perfect game, and you tweet me a picture of that dynamic, then I will give you 3 t-shirts.
I was going to say, you need to elevate over sticker. If they're listening to the show, reading the book,
yeah,
and are at the
3
beach.
T-shirts.
3 Dude, t-shirts.
Different colors.
Different colors. You can wear it every day. And I mean, always change.
If I was listening, if I was gathered on the Philco at home and I was just listening, when I heard that, I would immediately go, if I didn't have a damn near perfect game book, I would go buy it and we'd then run to the beach, take a picture, listen to the show, and then you get your 3 t-shirts.
It's worth it for the 3 shirts.
I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
Oh, my goodness. You heard, like, the brand of the All-Star in Atlanta was never hotter.
Is that right?
Oh. Let me tell you. Speaking of brands never being hotter, Jeff in Watertown. Jeff, so good to hear from you again. How are you?
How you doing, Brad Pearl? How you doing, girl? Hey, Brad Pearl, you know, you're talking about the book. My girlfriend and I, we started reading books while we walked the Minuteman Trail. And the other day she was listening to your show and she said, why don't we read a damn near perfect game?
Hey.
So that's what we're doing.
Man.
And I went, so that's a Kate. And I wanted to say that in reading the book, the guy I won is Nathan Ovaldi. Because hearing Joe Kelly, you know, it just brought me back to how electric that performance was against the Dodgers out of the bullpen. And just how much that energized us. You know, so I certainly would not mind to see him coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had to bet money, it sounds like, you know, Morton is probably there. You know, he seems to be somebody there, seems likely. I like Josh Nealon a lot. I mean, I think that would be a good fit as well. But yeah, I just, you know, reading the book just really got me fired up for the, you know.
Hold on. You can just emotion isolate that sound. Reading the book got you fired up. Jeff, you bring up Nathan Ovaldi. So we're going to pick through all these names, but I'm glad you brought up Ovaldi.
I miss Nathan
Ovaldi. So let me give you the what's what when it comes to Ovaldi's situation. A, they thought they had him. They thought they had him in the offseason.
Right.
Right? They miss out. He gets the 3rd year from the Texas Rangers. So he's on a 3-year deal with the Texas Rangers. Obviously, that's pretty good. But also what he is a reminder of, Jeff, along with what you'd be reminded of what he did in that postseason from the book, but also what we should also be reminded of what he represented at the deadline. Because even Dave Dombrowski, the guy, the shock and awe GM, the guy who isn't afraid to get uncomfortable more than maybe any other GM, they needed a starting pitcher, and they ended up, and it sounds weird to say, but they ended up getting Nathan Ovaldi for Jalen Beeks. And when I say ended up getting, Jeff, I mean, at that time, it wasn't like Nathan Ovaldi was a premier starting pitcher.
He was totally uncertain.
No, he was in a contract year with a bunch of uncertainty, and you gave up Jalen Beeks, which, by the way, some people in that front office didn't even want to do that deal. So that what I'm saying that is a reminder that even Dave Dombrowski, who had to default to Andrew Kashner the next year,
legendary deadline.
Even Dave Dombrowski is like, is this idea of getting the Joe Ryans of the world is almost impossible, really, if you look at history and the deadline. Jeff?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Yep.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you know, the But the thing is, I mean, again, he proved it. I mean, that, and that, you know, we go back to that whole point about, can you pitch in Boston? Can you, you know, I mean, if Pivetta was a throw-in somewhere, I mean, I wouldn't trade for him specifically, but if he was a throw-in in a deal, I'd be happy about that too, because, you know, these are guys that you've seen perform under pressure. You know, they understand Boston. They know what they're, you know. So to me, like, that's an added bonus that, you know, than not every other, you know, every other play maybe
Jeff,
has. You know,
Jeff,
I don't have to question whether they come.
Jeff, before you go and continue to read A Damn Near Perfect Game While Walking with Your Girlfriend, and Chapter 7
we'll
is the one where
we'll be doing it.
Joe interviews Rob Manfred.
I haven't gotten to that part yet. I'm really looking forward to that.
That was a wild one to transcribe. I said, Joe, you're a good interviewer. You say no bleep after every second sentence. So to the commissioner. Anyway, who is the guy? You say Nathan Eovaldi. But other than Nathan Eovaldi, who is the guy you think the Red Sox should realistically get?
I don't know what you know, realistic. I mean,
All right, let me rephrase that. Who is the guy who you think the Red Sox are going to get?
Yeah, I think they're going to get, Charlie Morton. I think they might get Nathan Eovaldi. I mean, I think it's going to be somebody like that. I don't think it's going to be, you know, one of the Marlins' young pitchers or something. I mean, as much as I would love that, I think it's probably going to be something like a Charlie Morton or Nathan Eovaldi or one of those guys that, you know, that isn't going to cost you a lot. Merrill Kelly, I guess Merrill Kelly would actually be would be up there too. I'd really like to see them get him as well. But
yeah,
and
he's pitched well.
I don't know. I mean, I'd love Shock and Awe, but I don't know if they're going to do Shock and Awe.
Yeah, you're right. Jeff, always a pleasure. Yeah. I hope you enjoy your day. I hope you enjoy the rest of the book.
What do we think about the Rangers?
All right, Jeff. Thanks, man.
Think
about the who?
The Rangers. They're 49-49. I mean, I've seen a couple of people surface just like Jeff did. Like, hey, I would love if they got Nathan Eovaldi. I have such a hard time picturing the Rangers selling, but they should.
No, but his
he's got 3 years.
I lump in. Well, this isn't fair, really, to the Rangers. But when Nathan Eovaldi and Chris Sale's name comes up, I lump them both in the same way in this respect. Young Gordo. I know this because if you have your hat backwards like you do right now,
I'm by default young.
Nobody gives you crap about it. I can't evidently wear my hat backwards anymore.
Did people give you crap about it in the video?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come on, people.
Come on,
have a soul.
Tom's laughing back there.
I think we should flip it right now, Bradfro.
This isn't one of my flipping hats. I don't do the trucker hat flip.
So it has the, so it's adjustable in the back?
Yeah.
Why not? Too much forehead?
It is too much forehead. You know what? In that little space in the trucker hat, you know, between the adjustable plastic thing.
Yeah, the little horseshoe loop.
You don't want that to be forehead. Like, you want this some hair to be popping out there.
Ideally, but some people can pull it off. I think you might have a shot to pull it off, but you got to try.
But
we don't
still,
know if you don't
like,
try.
I will not shy away from having my hat backwards, but I will be with my U.S. Team USA fitted hat.
With fitted hat.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we should try it. I think in the break we take a picture.
No, I know what it looks like. I was literally, I did it. I just was walking the streets of Boston. And I did it because, you know, there's nothing before I get to my Chris Sale Nathan Eovaldi comment.
Yeah, to tie it all together.
One of my favorite smells is, just bear with me, one of my favorite smells is suntan lotion.
Like, I don't disagree with that.
So I got here, my plan was, I was coming into town, I was going to rent one of those kayaks on Charles River, right?
Oh, wow.
I was going to pass the time doing that. The line was too long, so I'm just going to walk through the streets of Boston. But I have to put on the suntan lotion, right? And flip my hat backwards, and I don't care, without throwing caution to the wind. So that's exactly what I did. But the smell of suntan, oh my goodness. It just like, it's everything is good with the world, other than the reminder that you're preventing skin cancer. But everything that's good in the world.
Suntan lotion.
Smells like suntan lotion.
Suntan lotion, Nathan Eovaldi, Chris Sale. I agree.
What deal would make you smell like suntan lotion? Would make the Red Sox smell like suntan lotion?
Joe Ryan.
Joe Ryan.
Joe Ryan would
Joe
make
Ryan
smell like suntan
is
lotion?
The SPF 30 of the trade deadline. Yes.
Why 30?
Let it be. I don't know. That's what most people wear. Like 15?
Is 30 enough protection?
Joe Ryan is the SPF 15 of the trade deadline.
You're getting no protection.
Because you're getting protection, but you're also getting a tan. You're getting the best of every world.
You are getting a tan.
Right? And I want, Tom, if you can pull up the Joe Ryan audio, which I gladly supplied the station earlier this week. For in a little bit, that'd be great. But so Nathan Eovaldi and Chris Sale, Gordo. Hear
good
me
pitchers.
Out. But the common thread with those two guys is that the teams that they're on, I believe, want them to be on their teams next year as part of their solutions. Nathan Eovaldi has a 3-year deal. Texas Rangers know the value of having Nathan Eovaldi on. So you would have to overpay if you could get him at all from the Texas Rangers, who, as you said, they aren't even out of it. The Atlanta Braves, who are sort of out of it, but still.
Chris the Braves are so annoying, Rob. They're so annoying.
But
trade me Matt Olson.
I know, but Gordo, but here's the thing. They think they're going to be good this year. They're banking on being good next year.
I agree. They think that. But, like, you change next to nothing. You don't get any younger. How do you expect anything to
change? Because they're good players. I wouldn't be surprised if they're good next year.
They're good players. They weren't even good last year.
Anyway, they feel like Chris Sale is part of the solution for next year. Chris Sale, who just threw for the first time, he has a broken rib, just threw for the first time 2 days ago or a few days ago, is probably going to be ready to pitch at the end of August. That's okay. Consider it a modern-day Kyle Schwarber. That's okay, right? That's fine. For the Red Sox, I wouldn't mind if they traded for Chris Sale.
I'd be happy. Come on.
I just don't think the Braves are going to go down that road.
I don't think they are either. They've basically told you they're not going to trade non-rentals. Like, Marcell Ozuna, you want him? Yeah, we'll listen on that guy. But you want our control? You want Chris Sale? You want Matt Olson?
Also,
Austin Riley? No.
Chris Sale, he has an option for next year, which you're going to pick up.
Right.
It's like $15 million or something like that.
Easy money.
So you have Nathan Eovaldi. People bring up Nate. And we can pick through all these guys. It's the fun of this, right? Of that we have the trade deadline. Who are the Red Sox going to trade for? They're on a zero-game winning streak.
A one-game losing streak,
A one-game losing streak. Does that game make you uncomfortable at all?
No, but for me, it's like after a win streak like that, it's at least 3 out of 4 before I start to think,
okay.
So talk to me.
So what do you say?
This
is the biggest game of the year today.
Always.
It is incredible. Like how important all these games are. It's not hyperbole. Like I said, Mike Kazin was on the podcast. He said this. Think about that. Every single game for the next 2 weeks is defining what you're going to do. And for the Red Sox, I think that they would have to have the epic collapse for them to be sellers. Because as I said before, I said this before the winning streak, they are unbelievably motivated to be buyers.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievably motivated to be buyers more than ever before, not even close, because of the Rafael Devers deal. That remains true, Gordo.
Good.
All right. Okay.
But the truth is, you're right about the point you made about these games mattering. And with the Red Sox, I agree. They're in so deep at this point. They're up enough where they could be terrible for the next 2 weeks, and they're still going to be buyers. But there's levels to this. Like if you're in a wild card spot, let's say you're 2.5 up on a wild card spot. You can be pretty comfortable buying a hefty priced rental and feel good that you're not just going to flame out and then you've wasted all these guys, all 6 years of control of 3 good prospects on a rental. Whereas if you're one game out of a playoff spot, you still want to buy. But are you really comfortable enough with where you are to take the plunge for a Merrill Kelly? Because he's going to cost a lot. And if you miss the playoffs while
Merrill
getting
Kelly? Merrill Kelly. He won't cost a lot.
For a rental?
Yeah, he won't cost a lot.
I think he'll. I mean, it's like he's going to cost the top 100 prospect.
Here's the other exercise I did, Gordo, because I like to deal in science. Okay.
Oh yeah, of course.
I went back and looked at every single trade deadline deal for the last 2 years. You know how many guys who were traded who are right now sitting here representing like, I can't believe we traded him moment for those teams of all the trades. I mean, we're talking about 30 trades. How many in the last 2 years?
Last 2 years, I mean, it hasn't been a ton of time for these guys to break out.
Two!
Okay, give me the two. Let's hear it.
Kyle Stowers.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
True.
And which was the deal with they traded him and another guy for
Norby.
Connor Norby for Trevor Rogers because the Orioles thought they were being smart and saying, hey, we identified a guy who was going to be a starter for us, Trevor Rogers, and even though he he revealed to Baseball's and Boring that he packs every pair of underwear that he owns on every single trip. Good personality and everything else has not worked out for the Baltimore Orioles.
That was Rodgers?
Yeah.
You, what do you think his ERA is this year? Six starts. It's only six starts in the majors. 1.53. But I agree. Kyle Stowers is a monster. And Trevor Rodgers had a seven ERA last year.
So that was one. Again, over 30 trades we're talking about.
What's the other?
Cole Reagans.
Oh, okay.
Aroldis Chapman.
Can I give you one that's not from the last 2 years that a team certainly regrets?
No, because I'm only dealing with things I know. Last 2 years. Okay, give me one.
I'll give you
this
one.
There's outliers. Go ahead.
No, this one's
Santiago Espinal.
No, that's not what I'm thinking
of. All right, go ahead. All-star.
Do you remember? Oh, this one's also an all-star.
No, no. All right.
Do you remember who the Rays dealt for Nelson Cruz?
Joe Ryan. Yeah.
For half a year of Nelson Cruz.
Yeah. All right, fine.
But all I'm saying is it's going to hurt if you're dealing for a rental. It always hurts.
My point is that you go back to last year. Okay, you remember Yusei Kikuchi, like that deal where Houston gets Kikuchi and for the Blue Jays, and everyone's like, I can't believe how much they gave up. It's crazy. Well, they got back this pitcher, this minor league pitcher, Ryan Bliss, who has a Tommy John surgery right now after not doing really well. You got back two guys who have been up and down with the Blue Jays, Will Wagner and Joey Lupofito, who are fine. I mean, they could be major league players, but they're not. They're like the Santiago Espinal of the modern-day Santiago Espinal, which is fine.
Right now, though.
You're a major leaguer. But the point is that, you know, I went through it. The Zach Eflin trade, nobody's going to hurt you. And you think that the guys that the Dodgers gave up to get Jack Flaherty for the Detroit Tigers, which is the Detroit Tigers had to take this big gulp and trade Jack Flaherty to the Dodgers. The guys they gave up, do you think the Dodgers are sitting there, oh my goodness, I can't believe we gave up those guys.
No.
Because I can tell you, one of them I think is a fifth-ranked prospect for the Tigers. Who cares? The Dodgers like...
They won the World Series.
Not only that, but it's like, it's not putting a dent in their major league roster.
No.
That is my overall point. So when you say that it's going to take a lot to get Merrill Kelly, no, I don't think it is.
But Rob, he is the best of the rental starting pitchers that are going to be available at the deadline. And there's not many quality rental starting pitchers. Like I feel like prices are going to be, like we're going to be shocked when we see. You're right in the sense that it's going to be in the same sense that we were shocked with the price that the Astros had to give for Yusei Kikuchi.
Is that you can get, you're going to have to overpay. Like we have the Brandon Gomes, the GM of the Dodgers, line of saying, hey, listen, our goal, we're getting all these players in the offseason, is to not have to pay 2X or 3X at the trade deadline. It's like that was what he said in the offseason. Like, and he's right. Like you have to pay more. But like you can still get guys. Like you can still get these players. You can still get the Kikuchis of the world or the Flaherty's of the world or whoever it is. You better make sure you get the right guys, because if you don't, you're going to end up like the Orioles and you're going to be kicking yourself. But the overall point is that the idea of getting Joe Ryan, which we'll talk about after the break.
Yeah.
The idea of getting Joe Ryan, we have to look back at the last 2 years about guys in similar situations. Dylan Cease 2 years ago, Garrett Crochet last year. Every team that tried to get those guys were like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Why is it like that, though?
Well,
you're right, it has
been. I want to talk more about that. 617-779-7937. You bring up Joe Ryan's name, people want to talk about it. It's a fact. It's science.
He's
right?
A good pitcher.
Fair. And also at the break, I have to figure out what relative of producer Tom just followed me on Twitter.
I think it's my dad.
His name is Paul?
That's my father.
Oh, did he go to the All-Star game?
No.
Okay. Shout out Paul who
didn't
go to the All-Star
game. I'm pretty sure he was home.
Pretty sure.
I feel like you'd know.
You don't know? You don't
maybe
know if
he ducked
home?
Out for a few hours.
Is
I don't
this
know.
Like the kid, like I saw a documentary about the kid they thought flew away in the balloon and he actually was in the attic?
He would have been in the basement working. That's where his office is.
All right, fair enough. Hey, shout out to Paul. All right, we'll answer all these questions. We'll solve all the world's problems, including like whether or not the Red Sox can trade for Joe Ryan after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What happened? Did we play something I just said? What? What's going on? I don't. All I hear is Ace of Spades.
I have no idea what happened.
All I hear is Ace of Spades.
He's like, here, it's the Ace of Spades.
My memory is wiped out. That we just played sound of me repeating what I just said before. So
it's the get out of jail free card.
It really is. Ace of Spades makes everything.
You're all smiling, right. So I know it's it not makes that everything. Bad.
Where I mean, smiling they can go faces. Over to Fenway right now and play that on a loop, and people would be happy, right? There's a concert going over there because I just came over from over there. I don't know who it is.
Thomas Rhett's tonight.
Yeah,
Thomas
who's Rhett. That?
He's a country singer.
Yeah, I could tell.
He's pretty good. I like him.
Okay, all right. Use your play Tessie cachet and get in there. All right. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So as we said, we were talking about Joe Ryan. And really what I want to hear, maybe everyone wanted to hear what that you just heard. I don't know, because you could never hear about enough of that fresh, hot take that
Brandon
I gave.
Brandon Gomes.
Right? But Joe Ryan, I caught up for him with him.
You caught up with him.
With him. At the All-Star break. So what happens is you have media availability where they all have to sit at a table with their name behind them for 45 minutes. And the National League goes first, and you're running around, and you're going from table to table, and it's really packed, and you're doing your best to just get a few minutes with guys. But I know the one guy in the American League I want to talk to. I don't really want to talk to Bregman or Crochet or Chapman because I talk to him all the time. That's fine. I end up talking to him. It's fine.
You talk to Bregman about some hot sauce?
Yeah, talk about the salsa, whatever.
Did they actually take that at the gate?
Yeah, they took it at the gate.
They took it away?
They took it. The TSA people took my
How big is the jar?
Salsa away.
It's the jar like...
The jar, it's not that big.
Not that big?
No, but they took it. It was a threat.
You need a travel-size container for...
The salsa promotion is a work in progress. Anyway, so American League, Joe Ryan is right there. So when they're like, wait, hold to the media, hold, okay, go. Now everyone runs, so I go right to Joe Ryan.
That's really how it worked?
Yeah.
It's like when they like let people in a Cowboy stadium.
Kind of. So I go right to Joe Ryan, which no one really else did, I don't think. But I knew that I want to. And we had a relationship because he was on the podcast. And I had predicted to Derek Falvey in spring training that he was going to be in the Cy Young conversation, which he is. So I said, Bang. Joe.
I remember that.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Baseballs and Boring family. Always good to see you. We talk a little bit about his evolution. And then we have to talk about trade rumors because that's what's going on. This is what Joe Ryan had to say.
Trade rumors and being identified, that's a compliment. I would imagine. Or has that been you weird getting used to?
The trade stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fun for me. I mean, July is awesome. I think everyone in the clubhouse gets excited just seeing where guys are going to go around the league. And you don't know. And I think that's exciting. And being someone that could get traded, it would be exciting. I mean, I do love Minnesota. And I love where I'm at, so it would be sad, definitely hard to go, but at the end of the day, it's never up to me, and yeah.
All right, so that's Joe Ryan. With all interviews, Gordo, I ask for your analysis and your take.
Doesn't sound like a guy who, like he's Buxton. He doesn't sound like Byron Buxton.
Oh, Byron that's Buxton was, I'm not going anywhere because I have a trade, no trade clause.
Twin for life.
I'm a twin for life.
I am a twin for life. Joe Ryan did not say that. He did not say he's a twin for life.
No. So
he's got 2.5 years of control left.
So the responses when we put that clip up, the responses were kind of nutty because the Red Sox fans were like, let's go.
Yeah.
He's saying that he wants to come. And then after that, you get the Bregman post of Alex Bregman, Garrett Crochet, and Joe Ryan. And Joe Ryan doing the things with the glasses, making the glasses, which we think were like simulating the internet eyeball emoji.
The eye emoji.
Right.
He was doing the eye emoji.
Yeah, he was doing the eyeball emoji.
With Alex Bregman and Garrett Crochet, right. Those three are three in the
trolling,
picture.
They were doing the trolling, so I didn't feel so bad that he was getting that other Minnesota fans were like, huh. But the reaction was a flurry of Red Sox fans saying, here we go. And then a smattering of Twin fans saying, really? Come on, Joe. Like, it's such a weird dynamic.
I'd be a little annoyed if I were a Twins fan.
I mean, I know, but it's so that Midwest nice.
Yeah.
With like, okay, we want you to be happy, but didn't you have to do it that way?
We're
so
nice. We're from Minnesota. But, like, please don't do that again.
So we have to take a break. But before we take a break, I do want to give the what's what when it comes to the Joe Ryan situation in a nutshell. The Red Sox like Joe Ryan. Alex Cora likes Joe Ryan. The Red Sox, at last year, before this year, when Minnesota was asking around about Tristan Casas because they needed a first baseman, the Red Sox ask included Joe Ryan. You have all of that. That's the Red Sox players love Joe Ryan. And not only those two players that we saw, but I've talked to other players who really love Joe Ryan, who may or may not work out with Joe Ryan in the offseason. Right? They all want Joe Ryan. We all understand that. But it comes back to what we said, Gordo, which is history would suggest that these sort of deals, are almost impossible to do with a deadline.
But that makes no sense. Like, I get it. You're right. They don't happen. But why? Like, why is the asking price like Anthony and Meyer? And
because it's desperation. And this is, by the way, this is where the Red Sox screwed up with Mookie Betts, which
Agreed.
Is the best value that they were ever going to get for him was a year and a half out, not a year out.
The 2019 deadline, like that team, yeah, they got Andrew Cashner, so they quote unquote bought, but
no,
that team wasn't doing anything.
They talked about it, right? They talked about it internally. But
Will Smith was the name, right? Weren't they going to? Did they have Will Smith on the table?
But they were so paranoid, even when they dealt Mookie Betts, and you have the press conference where you have college ticket prices. Or packages and all that. Like, they were paranoid about dealing him. So as paranoid as they were at that time, think about how paranoid they would have been at that deadline.
It's true.
But that
people would have rioted at the ballpark.
Anyway, so we're going to continue. Actually, before we go to break, this really quick. Let's take Mike and Quincy. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I hope you're having a good afternoon.
Yeah, you
I
too.
I just wanted to call because the big thing that I noticed about the Red Sox and what we're lacking is every time we've been a contender, we've had two horses. We had Martinez and Schilling, then we had Lester and Beckett, and then everyone else kind of slots. Everyone right now is not where they should be. If we could shift everyone down in the rotation, it would be incredibly beneficial. And I just can't buy in on a team until they're willing to buy in on themselves. I know it's going to be a big ask. Peyton Tolley's a question mark. ton of talent, but it's baseball. This is like not a sport where prospects always work out. So whatever it takes, go out and get them. 2.5 years of control. We don't have to pay them until, you know, we're further down the line with Crochet and that contract. I just think it's the right move, and I'd love to hear what you guys have to say.
I love it. You got me fired up because you're scratching right where I itch. I said this. You have to get uncomfortable. You have to understand that for the most part, those prospects aren't going to come back to hurt you. You have to do this. You have to go for it. But the problem is, Gordo, I say all this, but going for it in the offseason, as we saw with Crochet, is a lot different than going for it now. It's different. And that's the problem.
I understand
you
that
get
it's
past
true.
It, right?
I'm not denying that you're right. You are right. I just don't understand the logic. It makes no sense to me.
Well, because the Minnesota Twins,
they're not going anywhere this year. Why should it change? This year's Twins team, you're not giving any, you're not sacrificing this year to trade, like,
no,
what
no,
you,
but you're missing the point. You're looking at it from the Twins' perspective.
Right.
The Twins are looking at it from everybody else's perspective. The desperation. Like we said, we'll find that sound from that I keep mentioning from Brendan Gomes, where he says you have to pay 2X, 3X. There's a reason why you have to pay 2X, 3X, because teams are desperate.
It's true.
Like in a nutshell, it is desperation, Gordo.
But it always results in these guys not getting traded.
Right.
So
they don't have to trade him. They don't have to trade Joe Ryan.
Could the White Sox have gotten more for Garrett Crochet had they traded him at the deadline and they just asked too much? I don't know.
Do you think that they asked for the same package that they ended up getting at the deadline?
No, I bet they asked for more.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, could they have gotten more than what they got in Montgomery, Teal, Mydroff?
Again, you never know unless you ask. Like, this is the opportunity to what I keep saying desperation. They're playing into the desperation of these teams. That's what they're doing.
Right, but if it doesn't result in you getting an awesome package for your player, what does it do? It does nothing.
Well, you still have them, and maybe you get a slightly less, but if you can get a slightly more at the deadline, then you do it. Then you ask for that, and you hold steady because you don't need to not hold steady.
No, it's true. They can choose their own destiny here.
Like, yeah,
they can. It's their prerogative to be wrong, Rob.
Tom, I wore him down. No,
It's
their prerogative to be wrong.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
My prerogative to be right.
Well, you're right. They are going to do that.
Yeah, thank you.
And he's going to stay put, and the Twins aren't going to make the playoffs, and then they're going to trade him in the offseason for less.
You know what? Bang. My instincts are keen because I think that there's a lot.
We're just rattling them off right now.
I think we're going to continue to talk about a lot of this stuff, but we're also going to talk to Brian Abraham, farm director, who I want to talk about some of these guys we're talking about that potentially would be traded. You know what I also want to ask him? Like, what happens after a guy gets drafted? And I haven't even gone on my draft rant. Oh, I have a good draft rant.
Ask him about the pitchers when they get drafted, because those guys disappear until spring training.
They'll go in the corner, hang out at Twin Peaks, sing Fire of the Mountain, whatever it is. All right, Brian Abraham, he's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.